Westlock. A Swanhills man who bought tools and equipment through his employer, then resold them and kept the cash to fuel his drug addiction, will repay some of what he pilfered and serve a 12-month conditional sentence order, CSO, that includes 6 months of 24-hour-a-day house arrest. In Westlock Court of Justice July 11, Ronald Reed Pengilly reconfirmed his guilty plea to fraud over $5,000, a plea he had previously made in Barrhead Provincial Court December 13, 2022, with sentencing delayed for completion of a pre-sentence report, PSR. Justice Bruce Garrick agreed to the joint sentence submission from Crown Prosecutor Ashley Kirby and defense lawyer Gary Smith for the CSO, which includes half a year of 24-hour-a-day house arrest, followed by 6 months under an 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. In addition to having to undergo drug and alcohol counseling for the next year, Pengilly will repay $5,069 to MRC Global Incorporated by July 12, 2024, while charges of failing to attend court and fraud under $5,000 were withdrawn by Kirby. Noting a positive PSR and a limited and dated criminal record, Kirby said the sentence was appropriate as Pengilly doesn't pose a risk to the public, and that he admitted to the fraud when he was initially confronted by his employer. I'm satisfied that serving this sentence in the community will not endanger the safety of the community, said Justice Garrick, who also ordered Pengilly to pay a $200 victim fine surcharge. Smith, noting Pengilly has expressed remorse and shame for the crime and will be living with his mother in Swan Hills while serving the CSO, said an addiction to cocaine spiraled out of control and led to the theft. This is an appropriate sentence. He is remorseful, he's agreed to pay restitution and was cooperative, very cooperative in the investigation, said Smith. This offense itself was fueled by an addiction to cocaine, which is a very serious and addictive drug to get involved with. The conditional sentence will assist and provide him with structure and the tools to deal with the addiction issue that he's dealt with over the years. Addressing Justice Garrick directly, Pengilly said he made a big mistake as he loved that job. I look forward to the next year now to get better, said Pengilly. The crime. Although no details of the crime were read into the record, past reporting of his December 13, 2022, court appearance states that on November 20, 2019, Swan Hills RCMP were called about a large-scale theft from a local company. A company representative told police that Pengilly had been making fraudulent purchase orders through the company for equipment like tools, saws, lawnmowers and pressure washers and then selling the items via a local Facebook buy and sell page. Crown Prosecutor Anthony Estefan told court that the purchases were made over a five-month period through legitimate vendors set up through the company's purchasing system and went unnoticed until the company finally started receiving unpaid invoices. The police investigation also determined that Pengilly made sales to people in Swan Hills who genuinely thought they were legitimately buying goods from the company he worked for. They received said goods as made out on a purchase order provided by Mr. Pengilly, only to find out these items were now considered stolen property, Estefan said. Estefan said the total value of the fraudulent sales orders made by Pengilly using his business account amounted to $39,800, however, the Crown could only prove he defrauded the company out of $5,069. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.